Hillary Clinton and her campaign have repeatedly refused to release the transcripts of her speeches, and political analysts say these leaked excerpts are likely the reason why, including where she apparently called Bernie Sanders supporters a, quote, bucket of losers. They come from some 2,000 emails hacked from the personal account of top Clinton aide John Podesta, none of which have been confirmed, mind you. They show Clinton campaign researchers trying to flag Podesta about quotes that could be politically damaging. For example, one that says Clinton admits she's out of touch, referring to a speech she made at Goldman Sachs where she talked about her middle-class upbringing and went on to say, quoting, so I lived that, and now obviously I'm kind of far removed because the life I've lived and the economic, you know, fortunes that my husband and I now enjoy. But I haven't forgotten it. Another red flag came in 2013, a speech to the National Multi-Housing Council where she said, quoting again, I mean, politics is like sausage being made. It is unsavory, and it always has been that way. But we usually end up where we need to be. But if everybody's watching, you know, all of the backroom discussions and the deals, you know, then people get a little nervous, to say the least. So you need both a public and a private position. The aides also flag comments where Clinton is aware of the security concerns around BlackBerries, even admitting that everyone at the State Department was being hacked, even personal emails, quoting here again, at the State Department, we were attacked every hour, more than once an hour, by incoming efforts to penetrate everything we had. The emails also entailed comments indicating she supports the Keystone Pipeline, which she publicly opposes, how she favors single-payer or government-funded health care, how she thinks Wall Street insiders are what's needed to fix Wall Street, and why she supports lowering corporate tax rates and raising the Social Security age. For the record, of the $22 million she made from speeches after resigning as Secretary of State, $3 million came from Wall Street. So far, there has been no comment from the Clinton campaign. John Podesta thinks he was hacked by Russians trying to throw the election to Donald Trump.